Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo. Getting fed up of being jealous of other people's success. Well, today, I'm going to support you in working through that so you can enjoy and focus on being you. Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset podcast with me, Johnny Pardo. Here to help you take control of your self-esteem and confidence. As a human being, this is something I've experienced many, many times. I've been jealous of the guys at school or uni who got all the girls or were the best sportsmen, or perhaps slightly got better scores than me in tests, although academically I didn't do too badly. I got jealous of other people in the corporate workplace when perhaps they were getting a job and I was like, how did they get that job? What have they done? Why do these people do so well? And when I started writing books, when I saw there were some authors killing it, when I saw people were new to it and they were just selling copies, I got jealous. I'm a human being. I can experience that as well. We can all feel jealous from time to time. But if it's a particular thing that you experience on a very, very regular basis, then I suggest that you really look at it. And you don't want to be going through life being jealous of other people, because you're not going to enjoy it. You're going to be looking out externally at what other people are doing, rather than coming back internally to feeling good about yourself. So we do live in a very, very social media orientated world, and it's quite easy to get jealous of someone else. People are constantly fighting to get to the top. You can't help but go on Instagram or Facebook and see this new ad for how you get 500 new clients in one day or something, some kind of exaggeration like that. But when we start looking at other people's pages and think, oh, the comparison comes into this as well. But when we start looking at other people's pages and think, how do they get that many followers? They're not that good. Ugh. And why are they doing so well in their business and not me? This is because we have an absence of internal approval. We do not appreciate ourselves enough. We need to really like ourselves and who we are in order to progress in life. And this was something that was absent from my point of view for many, many years until I started to work at it. So we're going to go through how or some steps you can use in order to stop being jealous and start really appreciating life and appreciating yourself more and appreciating others. The first one is a great phrase that I got from Joseph McClendon III, who's a great, if you've not heard me mention him before, he's a great neuropsychologist and one of my group mentors, fantastic man. And he says, look for potential in yourself and possibility in other people. What does that mean? You look at what you've done in your life and overcome. So that shows you have got potential within yourself. You've come over obstacles and you've done things that have made you more confident. We just don't review them and remember them as much. And we keep our eye out on the negative things. It's a very normal tendency to do. Think about it. And maybe this resonates with you. Do you reflect more on the negatives than remembering all the great things you've done? Chances are, if you're like me or any human being, you do. And possibility in others. Look at others. Change your mindset around this. Look at others and think, wow, they're killing it. And that means there must be a way they've done it. And therefore, I can look at a way. I can be pleased for them, but look at the way they've achieved it. That's something that can really shape your perspective. A practical thing you can do is start complimenting yourself each day. Start giving yourself compliments. Start saying praise yourself for everything, little things. Say, that was awesome, that run I went for. That was awesome that I've contacted a few people today about my business. That was awesome that I was able to come out of my comfort zone a little bit. That was awesome. I had that hour of focus work. Complimenting yourself, and therefore you are getting that approval from yourself, and therefore you're less concerned with other people. Gratitude. You've probably heard about gratitude and the power of gratitude. We can't be angry, frustrated, annoyed, or jealous in this topic if we're grateful. You can't be grateful at the same time as all those negative emotions I've just mentioned. So using the words in particular, I get to, can make your gratitude practice even more powerful. Be grateful for who you are and the world around you. Be grateful that you get to read, you get to breathe air, you get to experience another day each day. Be grateful that you get to eat food, you get to drink water, that you've got a home, that you've got all this technology in your life. Use the words I get to, and that's really going to change your perspective, rather than focusing on what you don't have and what someone else has. And that's going to also be beneficial when you say, and look at the gratitude within yourself. Okay. And then my final point is send love out to other people. Now, I'm not saying you need to go around telling everyone you love them. Okay. Now, that's great if you go and tell someone you love them. But I'm saying send love out from your heart, just doing it as a practice, do it as a meditation. Make it a daily practice to send love out to people, because then it will create energy and positivity within yourself. And it will really shape your mind by getting it to think in a new way. So make it a conscious practice. Jealousy will put your energy down. It will knock your self-esteem. It will knock your confidence. It may take a little bit of time to shift jealousy, but you need to make that conscious effort to do it. It creates a negative impact on you, stopping you from doing what you really want, holding yourself back. You don't want to get to the end of your life and be like, oh, I've held myself back. But it also knocks onto others, and it creates this negative energy. And people attack other people sometimes because, whether that's physically, mentally, or in other ways, because they can be jealous of other individuals. And we can, as human beings, there's some horrible things we do to each other, unfortunately. There's some very great stuff in the world, but that can stem from jealousy. So don't let, now, if you're listening to this, I know you're not going to do horrible things to other human beings, but, you know, it might mean you say some harsh words or something you didn't mean to someone else because of the jealousy's building up in you. So don't let that continue. Make it a conscious practice to do some of the things I've said, to make yourself looking for yourself for internal approval rather than looking at what you've not got and then getting angry or jealous at other people. I was there. I wasn't necessarily lashing out at other people, but when I felt jealousy, it just made my life a lot more miserable and not enjoyable. And I wasn't making the progress in my career, in my business that I wanted to, because of that negative energy. And it created an impact onto other people around me, noticing I wasn't feeling so good. I wasn't such in this uplifting spirit. I wasn't able to deliver as much as I usually could. So this is something I've worked with other people on as well. You're not alone if you feel jealous. It's okay to feel negative emotions, but it's about how we work through them. I've seen people and worked with people who've just been looking at other people in the workplace and thinking, oh, they're so much better than me. Oh, it makes me annoyed they got this. And it just wasn't help them working through. But when we worked through it and actually brought them back to their own self-belief and what they're capable of, that really, really helped them shift their perspective and start taking action on things that were good for them. So if you really want to work through this jealousy, you need to make this change. It might be affecting your business, but it might be affecting your mental state, which is really, really important. And this is what I talk about. It might be affecting your relationships. It might be affecting your passion in life. And do you want to keep this up? Do you want to keep getting in the same old frustrating patterns? You don't want to, I'm guessing. And that's why you've got to change your behavior. But what's even more beneficial is to have guidance along the way, to keep talking and working through it with an individual. So, if one-to-one confidence coaching is something you feel is going to be beneficial for you to really, really work through some of these negative emotions, and if you qualify for a spot, I'll take you through my one-to-one program that lets you and helps you take control of your self-esteem and confidence and start doing the right things for you and shifting some of that jealousy. Hit the link in the description below and then we can have a chat about this one-to-one coaching opportunity for you. Thank you so much for listening today. If you've appreciated this, please share this with your friends and family. And of course, give this a rating as well. And if you've done so, thank you so much. I appreciate you and make that decision to take control of your self-esteem and confidence. Have a great weekend.